So, what a week! What a week! What a week! Now, I know that you've watched your the Q&A love note yesterday, and just before we start, to just share with you and understand that all of you have had a big week. This is gonna push big buttons. You're at the right point now. So you're at the right point now of being stirred up. So. And what we want to do is, last week we were looking at shame, and this also brings up around shame, around being angry, about having anger, about having rage that you bottled up, before. And so, yay, be irritated that it's come up. You were being set up for this last week with the swearing and letting that out. We want to physically upgrade your energy into abundance. And when we have split energy, saying you've got, you're saying you have your desires that want to go forward and you want to be more and you want to be seen and you want to be felt, and all of that is bigger energy connecting with your soul. But if you've got this rage, anger, shame about being anger all buried in your body and holding you back. It's just going to stop the process. And it's been getting in the way over and over again. And you're getting too powerful on this journey, and you will continue to come into your power. It's got to go. And you've got to let go of fear and worry and holding on to our own blockages to anger. Because anger is the same energy as desire. It's exactly the same energy. It's just going in the opposite direction. All right. So it's all good. And Catherine, as you shared, very much about the difference of learning that it's okay to do it in a contained space. And that's what this is about. The beating the bed up is a contained, safe space. This is a safe space. So it's all good. It's all good. And my job is to help bring that up, And so at different points, you will feel different feelings about me as well. That it's called transference. And that will also trigger you. And that's okay because you're going to have anger about women and you're going to have anger about men. And all of that is about you clearing up your energy. And I'm doing this because this was the light language single I was being shown. And this is about your DNA shift going on. And you're raising your frequency, and you must clear up this energy so that it can come to its pureness of love. That's all we want to be in, is love and above. That's where we're going, on the energy frequencies of love and above. So it's okay. You're safe. You're doing it in bite-sized pieces. You're ready. Even though it might feel quite big, you're okay. You'll move through this process the same as you have with everything else. And we're moving, of course, next week into a much more spiritual level with your tapping into your divinity. So it's going to be marvelous. So we want to be there. We want to be there. So you, well done for you, for being brave, for keep going through the process. But it's in your body, and you can't have one without the other. You can't have the depth of love and connection and soul that you want without releasing and going through this process. Yeah, the old patterns of holding things in and keeping a facade and bottling it all up doesn't serve you for what you want. And your soul brought you here. Okay, it brought you here. You're ready. And because you're here, you're ready. You're ready for this. You're so ready. So continue to be brave, continue to support each other, continue to do what you can manage, yeah, of the process. But don't walk away from any of the things, because they're all there to help you. Beating up the bed is one, but of course, as I said, the tapping exercise is also going to bring up emotions, and it's all releasing from your body. And it's good. Keep going. Well done, you. So yeah, sending you much, much love for that. But today's healing is absolutely going to give you a chance to just put it all down. You may feel massive, massively better. Not very good English. Massively better after the healing. But if you have more emotions that come up, because they'll come in the sort of fits and spurts and waves for a bit, that's okay too. And just be aware of yourself, how you describe big emotions. All right? How you describe them. Are you putting them into the same category of how you would describe some of the abuse or traumas or where you might have felt trapped in the past. Are you recategorizing yourself? So just notice when you're journaling, when you're doing your reflection technique, are you falling into a pushing it away and trying to blame and shame and all of that? Or are you able to own it? Are you pushing it away with language that is over giving it more than your brain, because you just by renaming it as just like this is energy, it's just energy, it's just emotions, energy, emotion, it takes the sting out, it takes the power out of it. But by describing it in certain ways, by giving it a dramatism, and it's very easy for us to do that when we're in lower frequencies. I know that when I injure my leg and things like that, and I hurt my body, it's very easy for me to want to go into old patterns in the past, and fall into my victim. I know that I can do that. We can all do that. But the more self-aware that we are, and the more we can stop ourselves, it's not that you won't, but the more self-aware you can stop yourself and go, ah, no, I'm bringing that back. Because the more that I bring it back to me, not attacking yourself, because we're not doing that at all, but the more we recognize and come into our self-awareness, the more we reclaim our energy and our power. But every time we push it out and away and we depower ourselves, we make ourselves paralyzed. I can't think of the word either. Whatever the word is, we make ourselves, we release our power, we're staying away from ourselves. So just be aware as you go through this process for yourselves. It's quite normal to want to hide and reject and things like that. So we're just saying bring it back in your self-awareness, reclaim your power and see it for what it is. This is just past energy. Remember, false evidence appearing real. That's old fear. Anger is the same. I haven't thought of an analogy really for rage, but it's exactly the same. It's just the past coming out of yourselves. And that's why I don't use a lot of labels, because when we label ourselves with something, it keeps us in a box. But when we give something, just go, it's just energy. It's just energy. You could say that's a label, I suppose, but it is just energy. That's all it is. It freezes up to going, ah, I know that energy moves, energy changes. It's basic physics, Energy always changes, always. Okay. So it will always seek the path of least resistance and it will always look to upgrade, always. Okay. The whole nature of the universe is for your frequency to go up. So when you surrender, when you release, when you get it out of your body, you will always bubble up. Abraham Hicks always describes it as the cork always floats. And that's so true. It's so true. So, right, my lovelies. So we're in our pajamas, hopefully. Hopefully you are snuggled somewhere warm, wrapped up, somewhere you can relax. Yeah, just feel the loving energy that wants to come through. So just lean back. We're just going to squeeze our bodies first to release any tension that's come up, anything that's a forefront, anything that's come from your day. So just first, just we'll take some breaths in through your nose. Nice, big, deep breaths, filling up from your belly, filling up into your chest, dropping your shoulders. Hold, 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 and release. And long and loose through your mouth. Probably got really good at this now. So breathe in again. Deep, deep breath in. Filling up, filling up, filling up. And hold, 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 and release. Let it all go. And one more time, breathe in. Hold when you get to the top. Fill up a little bit more than maybe you have done. And release when you're ready and let it all go. I'm just going to put my headphones on because it's better than I'm channeling the light language. Now we're just going to squeeze our toes up. Scrunch your toes up. Scrunch them up. Take a breath in and breathe out and let your toes go.
Okay, and again, squeeze your toes. Breathe in and breathe out. Let your toes go. Squeeze up all of your legs from your calves to your thighs and your buttocks. We'll do them all in one go. Squeezing, so you're squeezing your thighs, squeezing up your feet, squeezing up your calves. Squeeze everything as tight as possible. Squeeze, 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 hold. Hold, hold, squeezing, maybe squeezing your legs together, squeezing them up. Trying to get every muscle that you can get and breathe out and let it all soften. Okay, and repeat again. Toes, calves, thighs, buttocks. Squeeze, 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 really squeeze, squeeze the legs together that way, squeeze them up that way. So you're really doing your best to squeeze any tension out of your lower part of your body and relax. And we're going to repeat that again. This time we're going to suck in the tummy as well and bring up your pelvic floor if you can as well. So toes up as you breathe in. Toes, calves, thighs, buttocks, stomach, suck the tummy in. Squeeze your legs together with your thighs and everything up, including your pelvic floor if you can. Good for the pelvic floor exercise. Squeeze and hold. Squeeze it a bit more. Hold. Squeeze it a bit more. Hold. Really squeeze it a bit more. Let's work those muscles really to squeeze out the toxins. And breathe out soft and loose and let everything relax. Let it relax. Let it relax. Just take a breath here in your soft space first. Okay, and then we can repeat that one more time. Squeeze up your feet, squeeze up your calves, squeeze up your legs, squeeze up your tummy, squeeze up your buttocks, squeeze everything inwards and upwards. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Really work it. Suck it in, work it, work it, work it, work it, and release. Okay, we're going to rotate the shoulders, and then you're going to bring your hands forward and stretch like this. Stretch forward with your hands clenched together like that, and bring your shoulders forward. And just take a breath with this stretched sort of feeling like this. You can drop your neck if you want. They'll drop your head, I mean, whatever feels better, or it might feel better doing it like that with your head up, whatever gets into the spots. And just breathe there, hold it, pull it away from you, pull your arms further and further away, just breathing and relax. And the other one, just bringing yourself in and arms to the back to stretch. Okay. And squeeze everything at the back. So you're squeezing your shoulders. Oh, just breathe, relax, just squeezing your shoulders together to let it all go. Okay, just relax, breathe, and let it all go. All right. So we can just feel, just rotate your shoulders, just feel into your body. Oh, and just soften into your body, soften into the space. Just take some breaths in that space. All right, when you're ready, just close your eyes. Nice, long, slow, deep breaths. And make sure your hips are open, shoulders back, body back. Lean back into your chair, your sofa, wherever you are. And just look up, see, sense, or feel the sun above your head. Now we're going to do quite a fast check-in, so. See, sense, or feel the sun. Look up to the sun, lean back into the chair. Really feel that leaning back into the chair or your sofa or your bed, wherever you are. And just sunbathe. Really sunbathe. Allow the sun on your face, on the top of your head, on your heart space, your higher heart. Surrender to the sun. Breathe and relax across your chest. Down into your solar plexus and feel the sun melting into your skin from the outside, onto your belly, onto your legs. And we're going to let that light melt in. And we're going to let it pour down like liquid light as well into the top of your head, swirling around your brain, calming your brain, swirling around your throat. And we're going to ask this light to really swirl into your nervous system. Really follow the track of your nervous system as it weaves through all of your body, and just let it float down, down your arms, down your heart, your chest, into your solar plexus. You might notice as the solar plexus feels sometimes like it's a bit where all nerve endings meet, so just let it flow down there. I'm sorry, I'm going to sneeze. Nope, it went, it's fine. Little upgrade there. Wanting down. Down into your solar plexus, down into your belly. Oh, letting it all melt from the outside, inside. Calming, soothing, realigning and harmonizing the nervous system, the cells, into the blood, bone, skin, and cells. Washing your body into the root of you. Hips, yoni, womb, digestive system, down into your legs, following all of your nervous system, inside, outside. I mean, you're both your nervous systems, the outside one, inside one, both inside, but down your legs, into your knees, into your calves, into your ankles, into your feet. And allow your feet to open and allow that energy to just flow on through. And magnetically drop straight into the earth, into the center of Gaia, and we'll let it travel straight to the center of Gaia. And we'll ask that light from above to intensify, like you've turned the pressure up in the shower, and let that flooding of golden ray light from the sun just flood above, on the outside, the inside, and just wash away anything that's ready to wash away. Take a deep breath in. Choose to release all energy that's not yours. Let it wash away all energy from ancestors, from elders, from past lines, from timelines, from anyone you've picked up in your daytime. Everybody else's energy, everything but yourself. We ask to cut all cords, webs, and ties from all energy that is not love, connecting us, binding us to any other being on the planet or any other being in the unconscious that isn't love. So we're releasing all of that down to the earth. And we release all energy that's no longer serving us. So take a deep breath. Releasing, allowing, letting that go. All energy that's come up that needs to be transmuted, upgraded. Release it to the light. Let it flush away. Like you're flushing it down the toilet. Let it all wash away in the river of love and light. And then we're going to ask Gaia to send up all energy that's been transmuted, upgraded, that's ready to return. Fresh energy from Gaia, bringing with it the crystal grid energy. Up into your feet, up into your ankles, up into your calves, up into your knees, your thighs, into the root of yourself. Into your womb, yoni, hips, stomach, solar plexus, up into your heart space, chest, higher heart, up into your shoulders, down your arms, up into your throat, up into your third eye, into your brain, clearing away and bringing with it fresh hearing, seeing of the truth, speaking the truth, up into the top of your head and out through the top of your head like your inner fountain, like you're a fountain, and we should just activate your toroidal field. So allowing the energy to go up and out and round and back in and out. Just let it happen. And we'll just allow that energy to fill us up from above and below. And as it's doing that, as you are receiving, filling up all your cells, filling up your nervous system, breathing system, sexual system, digestive system, everything. Rebooting the body. I want you to open your eyes whilst you're asleep with your eyes still closed and imagine that you are in that field again. You're back in the field, you're lying on the grass. Open your eyes and look at the sunlight. Ah, feel the grass under your body. It's a beautiful day. And surrender and enjoy where you're at as you lie there. In the distance, you can hear the sound of the ocean. You can feel the salt in the air. You can breathe the salt in the air. You know that the sea is close. And you feel the desire to get up. So get up. Look around this field, this beautiful field with the blue skies, sun beating down, and you're fully connected above and below. Perhaps you see trees, perhaps you see grass, perhaps you see flowers. Whatever you see is perfect, but what you do see in front of you is a path. And you know this path is leading you to the beach. We're off to the beach, but we're off to a magical beach. We are off to the beach you connected with in your Diamond Light activation. Heading off to the beach, and as you walk along with the sun on your body, sun on your back, you know that you're getting closer to this magical beach, and you can see dunes in front of you. So you start to walk across the dunes, the path leading you across the dunes until you head down into this beautiful, secluded beach. But it's different this time. You see the sand. And you see that there are people there. But also, you turn to look at the sea and you notice that the sea is not the same as usual. It is calm and it is beautiful and there is an azure look to it. But you also notice with the sun glimmering on the sea, you see rainbow colours. The sea shimmering with rainbow colours and sparkling with diamond light. It is a magical sea. You feel so drawn to this sea and so drawn to connecting with the people on the beach. So you start walking down the dunes. You hear them calling, and as you get closer, you come to see that it is all your beautiful feminine ancestors, all your soul sisters, all of your team in the non-physical, ready to be with you on this very special occasion. Maybe you see familiar faces, maybe you don't, but they're here to hold space for your baptism, in this magical ocean of rainbow light, diamond light energy, held by the beautiful divine feminine goddess from above, below, and all around. As the beach holds the space with the divine masculine energy, they are ready. Maybe they're dressed in certain ways. Maybe as you look down, you notice that the clothes you are wearing have a sense of ceremony. And you know this is a special occasion for you. To release, upgrade, surrender into your new frequency, releasing all that has been blocking you and holding you back, releasing the past and accepting this baptism, not of fire, but of loving water. So look around, feel the pulsating energy of the sea. Perhaps you're being cuddled and greeted, kissed and embraced. But there feels an element of celebration, an excitement, and even a nervousness. Allow whatever energy is ready to bubble up for you to release. Perhaps it's in your stomach, perhaps it's in your womb space, in your yoni, in your solar plexus, or even in your heart. Whatever needs to go is ready to go. As you're preparing, you turn round and also see, coming from the back of the dunes, all the beautiful divine masculine ancestors, You are here to hold the space. All of your loving non-physical family and soul family, your brothers in non-physical and your soul family. Holding the outer space as the feminine guides you. Turn and your hand is being held, and it is time. It is time for you to slip off your shoes. The sun beating down, and as you look out, as you're led towards the ocean, it's calm, it's beautiful, it's shimmering with rainbows and diamonds on this gentle light azure sea. It's as clear as clear. You're led towards the shallow waters. As you emerge gently into the shallow waters, led perhaps on your left and your right, you emerge your feet into the water and feel coolness shimmering on your feet. And you start to hear the sounds of drums and voices as your collection of souls come to celebrate and guide you through this baptism. They gently emerge you a little bit further as the water comes further up to your thighs, and it feels delicious around your legs. You can stand, you can see everybody. You're being held, and the sounds in the background. So much love for you everywhere. You move forward a little bit more, guided to step forward as it gets deeper, emerging into your chest as the water raises up into your heart, and you are emerged in this water from your heart down. And you stand here, hearing the sounds, hearing the voices. Shemana kari la da usaya e mana sara urahai u hi mana sakai urano i mano sai ui una manai arunai u mana sara ui i mana no i mana no i mana no i mana no i Oi, 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 imana saro mana, imana oya, 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 imana saya, imana saya, umana saya, imana saya, imana saya, imana saya, oi, 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 imana saya, imana saya, oi, hanumanai, oi, ishamana karana, umana sara, Imana sara, imana sara, ayu, ui, o mana saya, o mana saya, o mana saya, ayu, ui, ui, ai, hamanaya, hamanaya, himanaya, manayo, hoyu, hau, oi, 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 ai ui 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 Himanasaya, 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 yeah. Take a deep breath in. Feel the rhythm that is floating around you as they ask you now to gently enter the water fully, for your head to go under as they guide you to bathe and fully immerse, ready for your baptism. Gently immerse yourself into the water. And feel it caress over your skin, over your head, over your body, washing it all away. And when you emerge fresh with this new deep energy, filling up your body. And embrace and allow and come out of the water when you are ready. Hi wooey, hiya, hiya, humanaya, hiya hoi, hoya hiya, hoya hiya, humanaya, hi hoi, 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 hiya, humanaya, hoya hiya, humanaya, hiya hiya, humanaya, himanaya, hoya hiya. Hoya manana haya ha hoya haya humana haya hoya hoya humana humanaya 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 himanaya hoya hoya himanaya hoya hoya hoo hoi 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 himanaya shamana shamana shahoya hoyo 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 hi da manna manna ha manna ha manna ho ya na manna hi hi hu ya manna hu ya shaya ru manna ya ho man ha ya ho ya ho ya shi manna na ha sa manna ha ya hu ya 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 ha ya ho yo yo ho manna sa ya hu hu Humanasaya, 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 yay, yoy, 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 hi. Ah. Take a deep breath. Allow yourself to be guided out of the water. Celebrated as everyone is clapping, cheering, celebrating you and embracing you. Feel this loving energy. Feel how your heart is expanded. Feel as you are embraced by the masculine and the feminine. Held by this exquisite ceremony, held by the love of the divine. It's all of the energy of the sea is filling up into all of your cells, your DNA on a subatomic, atomic level, to your full energy field. Thank everybody who's come here to channel and support this beautiful ritual for you, this fantastic and amazing baptism. Feel the sand under your feet, the love in your body, the sun above and the sun below, surrounded by Gaia, the divine, all of your exquisite soul, family, ancestors. Allow your body to calm as you are held. If there is any messages that they want to give you, allow for a quiet moment to listen, to be present. It's time to say goodbye. So take your goodbyes. Any familiar faces, anybody you need to embrace. To thank your group, your family, your collective. Just take some nice, slow, deep breaths. And begin to turn to walk towards the sand dunes, knowing that they are all there, loving you, supporting you as you head off, taking all that energy with you. Head along the sand dunes, and as you're walking, it begins to fade, and all of that energy of the beach, the sand dunes, your soul family, sun above, the sun below, divine feminine, divine masculine, God, goddess, energy melts into your body, into your energy field as you come back slowly, lovingly and gently into your body, into the now, taking everything with you. And take some nice, big, slow, deep breaths, breathing in, filling up, filling up, filling up, filling up, and hold, 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 and release, long, loose, out breath. Squeezing up your toes, breathe in. Hold, 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 and breathe out and release your toes. Squeezing up your hands to a fist and breathe in, breathe in, breathe in. Hold, 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 and breathe out and relax your fingers, straightening them out. Breathe in and rotate your shoulders. Hold, 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 long last breath out. You may want to rotate your neck gently, feeling into your body, stretching out, rotating your shoulders. Just have a little stretch, bringing yourself fully into the now, into your body, feeling your body. Oh. And rub your hands together. Place your hands over your eyes. And as we hold this space, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for every element of love from all everybody who came to support, everybody from above, every soul that needed to come and support, everybody within your team. The energy all around, above, below, and all around. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Gently blink your eyes open and bring yourself back to the room.